that's how they're getting around.
They're getting around in minivans. There's at least 40 to 50 of them with about eight riot cops per minivan. They all look new. Someone did, you know, I guess minivans aren't real popular right now, but the cops bought or rented a lot of them. You'll see a caravan of them going through town, and that's how you know the riot cops are on the scene. So right now we're looking at one of the bridges. I think this is the Wabasha Bridge, which is shut down because they were dropping banners and is now covered with city dump trucks.
Protesters.
And you can actually, I guess, see one of the banners that's still hanging there. And now if we go down to this other bridge here, just about 20 minutes ago, 40 to 50 riot police just went to that bridge. And these are both bridges over the Mississippi River.
That's right.
I'm not sure. There's a huge Labor Day concert over on Harriet Island, and that bridge is the primary access to Harriet Island. So I don't know if Harriet Island is now sealed off because the bridge is closed. And it appears that there's a lot of people on this bridge who are now being blocked from leaving the bridge by a line of riot police. There were several confrontations where I was told about where people were surrounded and were told to disperse and were basically reluctantly cooperating, basically. They were moving, but maybe not at top speed. And the police started to fire a lot of projectile tear gas and other projectiles into those crowds of people. At other times, I saw some restraint where the police let crowds of, I'd say, exuberant young people run through the streets who had music going and were having a fun time. And there was excessive force only in the sense of they were being followed at a block's distance by a huge squad of riot police. But the police were clearly backing off at that time. What's going on?